Ladies and Pavlovian dogs, Andy here, author of The Best Tinder Guide on the Internet, and 34-year-old man, this is the Kill You're In A Loser podcast. Let's fucking go. So one of my mates recently was telling me that there's a particular nightly habit, meditation, that he wants to do, and for whatever reason, he keeps not doing it, despite actually wanting to do it, actually wanting to build it into a habit. So, you know, he said it's like there's some sort of like resistance there. So I explained to him that resistance is just because you haven't made this meditation into a habit yet. And what you need to do is just train it into a habit, literally. Just do it enough times that it becomes easy, that it no longer takes any willpower. And this sort of topic is something that comes up a ton of times with guys on the forums, you guys in my audience, my coaching clients, people email me about this. It's basically the question of, how do I make myself do something that I don't really want to do? Or how do I build something into a habit so it's not difficult and so it doesn't take willpower? This sort of thing applies to the gym. It applies to going outside and talking to women. It applies to cutting your calories so that you can lose weight. It applies to a billion things. And one of the most obvious answers here is to reframe that thing that you have to do into a positive thing. So you're not being so negative about it. So you could literally tell yourself, you know, this is going to be fun. And then you find ways to make it fun. So I'll give you an example. Let's say we're talking about going outside and hitting on women. What you can do is you can put in your earphones, whack on some amazing music, something that really touches you, or put on a podcast. Hell, put on this podcast, me talking to you, and go and listen to that while you go out to talk to girls. Let's say your habit that you're trying to build is going to the gym. Again, you can put on some music, maybe heavy metal music, get amped up, have fun with it. You can slow down, so you sort of relax into the thing. So for instance, with the gym, you would tell yourself, okay, I'm going to go nice and slow. I'm going to chill. I'm going to take my time there. I'll be there for a couple of hours instead of trying to rush through it in, you know, 1 hour. I will slow down and I will be purposeful with my intention and I will enjoy this gym thing. Or if it's going outside, I will slow down. I will put aside 2 hours for going outside. I will just keep myself out there on the front lines. I don't care how long it takes. I'll just chill out and enjoy this damn talking to girls thing. By slowing down, what happens is you become more present. You stop trying to rush through it. You stop trying to, you know, just get it over and done with. And instead, you're forced to, you know, slow down, relax, and actually enjoy the damn thing. Instead of trying to run away or hurry it up or just get it over with. All right. So that's step one. Find a way to enjoy the thing and stop being so negative about it. But another trick, and the focus of this podcast, is you can train yourself to actually enjoy the habit by using rewards. You sort of train yourself like Pavlov's dog. And so if you don't know what Pavlov's dog is, it was basically an experiment with this guy, Ivan Pavlov, and he trained his dogs, or, you know, multiple dogs in his laboratory, to associate outside stimulus with food. So what I mean by that is he would blow a whistle, or he had like a tuning fork that he'd make sound, or he had a bunch of different stuff. So he'd blow a whistle, make a sound, and then he would immediately feed the dog. And so over time, the dogs came to associate the sound of that whistle or that tuning fork or whatever. They associated that with food, like a reward. And so it got to a point where he could blow the whistle, and without there even being any food present, the dog would start salivating, would start going like, oh, okay, the whistle equals food. So there must be food coming. So you start getting a pleasure response from the fucking whistle itself more than or before even the food. And so what you can do here is you can build a habit or an association with yourself, with habits that you're currently trying to build. So let's say it's the gym. What you can do is figure out a way to have something pleasurable at either before or at the same time or afterwards with the gym. So you could have like a donut, you could take a candy bar to the gym, you could have a sugary drink, you could put on a particular song that you really like and you blast that song as you walk to the gym, or you listen to the song or your favorite playlist at the gym. And so every time you go to the gym, you'll eat that snack or you'll listen to that song. You could even set a reward after the gym. So maybe you play a video game for like 30 minutes after you get back from the gym. And over time, what will happen is your brain will start to associate the gym with that food or that song or playing video games afterwards. And you'll start to look forward to the gym because you know that you're going to get that reward, you know, the food, the video game, the song, whatever it is, anything else, if you go to the gym. And then what you want to do is make it your absolute mission to go to the gym for long enough that it takes you to build that into a habit where it's easy. So, you know, for the gym, maybe it takes you a month. For going outside and talking to girls, maybe you have to go outside every day for 30 days and just talk to one girl a day. And so your only mission is to build it into a habit and just do it for a month and never break that streak. You know, go to the gym maybe 5 times a week, go outside and talk to girls, you know, 6 or 7 times, you know, every single day if you can, and use that reward every single time. What you're going to find is after a couple of weeks or a month, you're going to find it way, way, way easier to keep that habit up. And then what you want to do is reduce and eventually not use that reward because you know, long term, you don't want to be bribing yourself to go to the freaking gym. You want to get to a point where you enjoy the gym, or you want to be at a point where you enjoy going out and talking to women. But this trick here, this Pavlovian dog trick, is to get you over the hump at the start when you're trying to build something into a habit, when you need the most willpower, when it's the most difficult to go to the gym or go outside and talk to women or cut your calories or, you know, go outside and make friends, whatever it is. At the start, you need as many different tools in your toolkit as you can possibly get. And this Pavlovian trick is one of the best ones I've ever had. And everyone I've ever given it to fucking loves it. You just give yourself a little reward either during or after or before. But I like to do it afterwards. You know, a little fucking reward. Don't make it anything massive, but, you know, 20 minutes of video games. A cool song that you like to listen to during it. A donut, a steak, whatever it is that you love. And then it will get easier and easier to build that habit. And then eventually, like I said, you get to a point where after a month, it's a habit now. You can take away or slowly reduce and then take away that reward, you know, the thing you're using to sort of bribe yourself or associate with that habit. Take that away and you're still going to find that the habit will be reward enough because you've made it into a pleasurable thing. And you're now over the hump of building it into a habit. So now it's easy to go to the gym because you've been to the gym every day for the last month. So why the hell wouldn't you go tomorrow? Or you've gone outside and talked to girls every single day for the last 30 days. Why wouldn't you do it tomorrow as well? It's easier to do it than not to do it. And the habit becomes so damn easy that it's like brushing your teeth. So again, I want to really drill it into you that for those couple of weeks or, you know, that month, your only mission is to keep that damn habit up. And if you want to train yourself using this Pavlov's dog technique, fucking go for it. It's a brilliant technique. I hope it's clear that I'm saying use relatively healthy, like rewards. Don't say, okay, if I go to the gym, I get to eat, you know, 3 fucking Big Mac hamburgers. Like, that's not particularly healthy. Or if I go outside and talk to one girl, then I get to go home and drink 5 shots of whiskey. No, that's probably not what I'm talking about here. But just something small. You know, I get 1 donut. I get a nice steak. I get to watch 30 minutes of YouTube and just relax. I get to play video games I get to play 1 fucking game of Dota or, you know, Counter-Strike or whatever you fucking kids are into these days. 1 fucking game of fucking, I don't know, what's a game that's still relevant? Among Us, Fall Guys, there you go. Those games are fucking old at this point, but whatever, fuck you guys. So, so your only mission is to build that habit over a month. Then eventually you'll take that reward away because you won't need it anymore. It's going to become easy. All right, so go out, try that technique. Absolutely has worked wonders for me. It's worked wonders for everyone else I know. Again, I want to make it clear that your mission isn't to use that habit or that reward forever. Eventually, you want to take it away. You shouldn't need to eventually, you want to be at a point where you don't need to keep bribing yourself, right? Like, the point is to fall in love with the habit. And if you, after a month, feel like you still need the reward, then what I would do is take a step back and focus on ways that you can make the habit itself fun. So find ways you can make the gym fun. You know, so slowing down, like I said, listening to some music, taking a buddy with you so it's fun, getting a coach or a personal trainer so you have someone to motivate you so you don't have to have that discipline and willpower yourself. Someone else is doing it. You're outsourcing your motivation to a coach. Slowing down in the gym and being present, meditating while you're there, changing the workout routine so you're only doing exercises that you really enjoy. You know, obviously making sure you're hitting all the muscles of your body. Don't just only work arms and completely ignore leg day. But you get the gist. Or if it's going outside, you know, maybe a way that you make it fun after building that habit for the first month is you go out with some friends, or you do just one a day so it's nice and easy and it's a consistent habit, or you listen to a podcast, listen to my podcast or anyone else's podcast, or you listen to some music, or, you know, you find a way to slow down and really enjoy the process of hitting on women. You make the actual thing itself more fun by making jokes with girls, by enjoying their company more, by being more grateful for them talking to you, by having conversations that are more interesting to you, like talking about more interesting things with the girls that you hit on. You know, so there's ways to make these habits themselves or the actual activity fun, but in that first initial month where you're trying to build it into a habit, use the Pavlov's dog technique. It's absolutely fucking amazing. Like I said, just remember you're going to need to take it away after a month or so. You don't want to be using this forever. I will wrap up there. I hope you find this useful. I want to throw it out there that I offer coaching if that's something you need. I got group coaching, one-on-one coaching. At this point in time, we got a couple of absolute fucking legends in the group right now. We got one dude who just had his first threesome ever a couple of weeks ago. It was like his second week in the group. This guy is absolutely fucking destroying it. He couldn't be happier. I couldn't be more proud of him. I'll leave a link in the description below to coaching if that's something you're interested in. But as always, go out there. You know what to do. You got to crush those damn goals, don't you? Yeah, you got to crush those goals. Crush those goals, big boy. You're going to crush those goals. Yes, you fucking are. Go crush those goals.